Hi there, this is Kathy York. In the United States, November is the month we officially focus on the ultimate in experiencing a non-overwhelmed life, expressing gratitude and thankfulness. Annually, the fourth Thursday in November is a time we set aside to thank God for our country and other blessings He has bestowed on us. With my last formal blog post of 2025, I combine the gratitude and thankfulness themes as I express how much I appreciate you for being a faithful reader. I so treasure your support as I do my best to bring you helpful content worthy of your time. Now today I'm asking the question, is thank you sitting in your living room? A few months ago, my hubby came up with a solution to a problem in our house, and I would have called a plumber if it had not been for Ron. And that made me think, how many of us forget to be grateful for those sitting in our living room every day? In my case, I have a guy who can fix anything, and I didn't grow up with that luxury, so I really appreciate all that knowledge in his head. I even bought Ron a shirt that says, "I fix stuff and I know things." He loves that shirt, and so do I. Well, here's the story of what he helped me with. The tub in our master bathroom was making nasty grumbling sounds I had never heard coming from a tub, and I've been around for a few years. This weird intermittent rumble had been getting worse for a couple of months, but Ron had not heard it. To me, it sounded like water getting trapped and rushing around under the tub, and my imagination ran wild. I had ideas of broken, leaky pipes and an explosion that would happen when Ron wasn't around to fix it. Yeah, not my most non-overwhelming experience. But he came up with the answer. We have never used that tub in that bathroom, and we have a standalone shower. My husband was telling me there is probably a valve in the tub, I think he said where the pipes hook into it, that has dried out, and it might cause that noise. What? Really? It's that easy? How does he know this stuff? Well, refer to the quote on his shirt that I talked about earlier. Well, here's the solution in case this happens to you. Every time we take a shower now, we run water in the tub first. Yep, no plumber, no more angst, no more scary tub grumbling. And why do I offer this story? For one thing, I wanted to share what I learned. It might save you some angst and plumber bills too. And secondly, I wanted to throw the idea out there that non-overwhelm could be as close as a friend or family member. And we could be that friend or family member for someone else. Plus, let's be ready to look inward to our living room for someone we can add to our gratitude list. And while we're at it, we shouldn't forget to offer our thanks. Ron believed me, even though he had not experienced that intermittent tub issue, and that meant a lot to me. And yes, he hears thank you from me often. One of the best ways I know to add peace and calm and non-overwhelm to someone's day is to say thank you, and we'll feel better too. Well, happy Thanksgiving to those of you in the U.S. That's on the 27th this year, and for those worldwide who join us in celebrating Christ's birthday on December 25, here's wishing you a peaceful day filled with family and love. You won't see an official post from me in December, but I have lots of goodies set up for you in social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Facebook. December is chock full of encouragers, plus a revisit to a post about success steps on your goals journey. And speaking of thanks, I want to thank you for stopping by today. I hope you enjoyed this fun look at how we can be thankful for things and people right under our nose, as they say. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this information? Also, please subscribe to receive other tips to help non-overwhelm work in life. And I promise, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information in any way, not ever. To suggest a topic, email me, kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Well, lastly, I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to talk with you soon. Bye.